My name is Uncle Drank.
Welcome back to the Ballad of Uncle Drank. I'm here with country music superstar Brian Kelly.
Any chance you want to buy two tickets to see Whitesnake and R. Kelly tonight? I won them in a raffle.
I'll pass. Uncle Drank is in a rough patch. His ex-wife just released a sex tape to boost her aerobics career. He got dropped by his label, left his kids alone in his beach trailer, and joined a supergroup of country singers. No, not the Highwaymen. These guys were called the Pearly Tailgates. His kids seemed to be fine, though. Especially Bindi.
I found my dad's weed. This stuff sucks. Remind me, who were the three singers that were in the Pearly Tailgates again?
Well, Uncle Drank was the headliner. A guy named Dierks Merken, who had a hit song in 1988 with The Last Beer in the Fridge.
Last week I hid my last beer in the fridge behind an old sandwich. But son of a bitch, now I can't find it. So I might jump off a bridge. If I lost it, I'm pissed.
Yep.
My last beer in the fridge.
And a Nashville singer named Dusty Garlic. He had a minor hit called You Take the Kids, I Want the House.
You take the kids, I'll take the house. You're lying, cheating, no good, stinking, hairy spouse. Drinking and a drugging like a no good louse. You take.
So Uncle Drank went back to Nashville to write some new songs with a Music Row producer named Billy Wayne Womack.
Hey, boys, I'm Billy Wayne Womack, the genius behind this operation. Now, look, the Highwaymen are going to make a great record, but we have the chance to make a mediocre record.
What? Well, don't you mean we're going to make a great record, too?
No, Dierks. Frankly, y'all don't have the songs. In this business, what's called a cash grab. We record 10 songs, maybe get one on the radio, we tour, make some money, and you go back to Key West and drink yourselves to death. How's that sound?
Hey man, no offense, but I still have some loyal fans out there. They'll buy anything I put out.
Exactly. That's why it can suck. How many times can you hit rock bottom? I mean, you was wearing mom jeans at your last show.
Mom jeans? I wear drank wear long crotch, 9-button, hefty leg denim jean shorts. What you talking about mom jeans? Show me a mom that can rock those, and I will show you a man.
Well, just keep telling yourself that. And Dusty Garlic, 5 arrests in the past 9 months? I mean, what the hell is wrong with you, boy?
It's so dumb that smoking cocaine on a playground is illegal, right? I mean, who am I hurting? Right?
Hey, I get it. We all have vices. I like Chick-fil-A sauce and vodka martinis. Bring out your best songs. Studio at 5. I'm sorry, did somebody bring a goddamn blender in here?
Blendy, hey, old friend. Listen, I don't know what song to play.
Well, why don't you play that song you wrote about your vacation, being your business, or whatever.
Vacay is my biznay, and my biznay is cray-cray? Those are just, like, fake, made-up words.
Yeah, but it's kind of catchy. Might be a hit for the Pearly Tailgates.
I can try it, I guess.
You're working too hard, and I say easy does it. You're kissing that man's ass, and I say take this job and shove it. Vacay is my business, and my business is cray-cray. Vacay is my business, and my business is cray-cray. Ain't no slave, all I'm gonna do is play-play. Vacay is my business, and business is cray-cray.
Well, hell yeah, Uncle Drank. I have no idea what that song's about, but hot damn, that song's a hit.
Thank you. It's actually about a guy who's on vacation, which he views as his main skill in business. And then...
Hey, I don't care, Drank. Dierks, you're up. Let's hear an original.
Well, I'm still working one out.
Come on now, time's money.
Okay. I got out of town on a boat on the Southern Islands.
Stop.
What?
You're singing Southern Cross.
What? No way. I thought I wrote that.
Nope.
You know how some songs sound the same.
Steven Stills wrote that. Now, God damn it, Merkin, come on.
So they both had writer's block, but Drank was on point?
After 9 weeks, Hayseed and Uncle Drank had cut 5 songs. Vacay in My Biznay, Keep Calm and Country On, Does Heaven Have a Shoreline, Umbrella Fella, and Sand in My Taint.
Sand in my taint. Ideal it ain't. Makes me feel faint. Oh yeah, sand in my taint. Woo, daggum, looks like I won't be riding my bicycle home.
Wasn't Dusty Garlic in the throes of a serious Rick James-like drug addiction?
He sure was. He was snorting bathwater meth. Still, even though he was writing hits, Uncle Drank always hated Nashville. Too many quality musicians, in his words. One night, he and Hasey went out to the Bluebird.
Howdy, y'all. I'm Earl Cowgill, and tonight we have some fresh faces to sing for you. First up, I want to introduce an interesting artist. He is a self-proclaimed Jewish country singer with a dark side. Please welcome Garth Sader.
Shalom, y'all. My name is Garth Sader. This is my first song. Just the tip.
Hey, Rabbi, do me a favor. Don't you slip while my son's on your hip. Thousand-year-old tradition, we're talking circumcision. So hey, Rabbi, won't you snip just the tip? Just the tip.
I like this guy.
Jesus, AC, man, I gotta get out of here. Dirks and Dusty aren't coming up with any songs. My boys are running around doing God knows what on the beach. And I just don't think this is gonna work.
Look, take the money and run, okay? You go back to Florida. I'll push your songs here. We'll be fine.
Yeah, just a little off the top, please.
Okay, that was Garth Sader. Next up is a female artist from Turkey Scratch, Arkansas. Please welcome Rose A. Alday.
Hey, how y'all doing? This is a song I wrote about my ex. He passed away 3 months ago, okay? And it's been a very hard time for me. But all I know is that when he died, heaven gained another 10 inches, probably even closer to 11, okay? But here y'all go. My baby was a hustler, stuck deep in the trenches. He was good with a hammer, screws, and some wrenches. But good Lord had to take him. My tears are relentless. All I know is that heaven gained another 10 inches. My darling like baloney, covered in wrenches. Hardworking man with the roofer's tan, known for building fences. But when you choke on your chew, ain't much to do but face the consequences. All I know is that heaven gained another 10 inches. Another 10 inches.
She's incredible.
Relax, Uncle Drank. I've seen that look before.
Have you ever noticed that the girls I go for don't have any purpose in life? But this one, she's a singer. She's focused.
Uncle Drank, I'm a huge fan, man. Come on, buddy. Come on over here. Let me shake your hand.
Hey, what's going on, man? Oh, shit. Party foul?
All I know is that heaven's gained another 10 inches.
Ma'am, I am so sorry that I broke that glass during your song. You're great. Your name is...
Rose. Rose Alday, all right? And don't worry about it. I'm fixing to leave this town anyway.
Wait! You're just getting started here. Why would you leave?
Well, let's see. My last manager told me to get a butt lift. The one before that recommended I get my boobs done. One before that said I'd have a better career if he filmed me peeing in a potted plant in his garden. Fucking creep. I told him he could meet my two fists. Conway Twitty and Tanya Tucker.
Oh, you don't need all that. You're perfect.
Oh, ain't you sweet. For a drunk senior citizen with a ponytail, who are you anyway?
I'm Uncle Drank.
No way. Uncle Drank? Woo-wee!
My dad loves your stuff. Aren't you like 70?
No. I'll be 36 in April, but I don't look a day over 62.
Yeah, that's like 70. Sorry. I used to huff oven cleaner, so sometimes I say stuff I don't mean.
Listen, have you ever had a blended banana daiquiri? I use a yellow crayon to really pop the color. I'll just be a second longer, Rose.
Hey, Uncle Drank, how about we don't take this one too fast, huh?
Are you kidding me? She's gorgeous. I already thought about making an engagement ring out of your control now.
I'm a blender, remember? I know a lot about moving too fast. And you're moving too fast.
Whoa, hold on, man. She's different.
Don't do it, Uncle Drank.
Why, Blendy?
You know what they say. You can't liquefy a Castle Vintrano olive for molecular gastronomy in 2 seconds. Let me put it in your terms. You don't start mixing a daiquiri on full speed. You get it? You have to slowly build up to it. Make sense?
I guess so.
No. All right, stop.
Let me guess. Rosé all day became wife number 4.
He proposed 2 days later.
Wow. Long courtship for him. So what happened to the pearly tailgates?
Well, they had a minor hit with Uncle Drank's song Vacay in My Business, so naturally they went on tour.
Back on the road, Hayseed!
Why'd you bring Rose with you? Didn't you learn anything?
Well, now why would I leave my bride at home? She's gonna sing some songs with us too, ain't that right, sweetie?
Sure am. It'll be like that Kristofferson Streisand movie, A Star Is Born. My favorite, okay? It's always great to know a classic film like that can never be redone any better.
Good evening, Antelope County Kumquat Festival and State Fair. Please welcome the Pearly Tailgates.
Country supergroup the Pearly Tailgates are in town tonight playing the Antelope County Kumquat Festival. Over 400 people showed up, most of them members of the Merry Dranksters, a dedicated Uncle Drank fan club who follow Uncle Drank. Hi there. Who are you and why are you here?
I'm totally hammered. Woo!
That's incredible. Amazingly, some of these fans have actually gotten sober. Hi there, ma'am. Who are you and why are you here?
I'm totally sober.
So was the Pearly Tailgates tour successful?
No, not at all. Dirks and Dusty hated that Uncle Drank was getting all the attention. But everything changed when Uncle Drank's totally hammered bar and chill was added to a new beach-themed resort hotel in Las Vegas.
Drank inspired a beach hotel? What was the hotel called?
The Clams Casino. Anyway, they go to Vegas and Uncle Drank is a star there. Can barely walk down the boulevard. Until...
I love Vegas, man. Hey, where's that chicken ranch I read about? It's almost happy hour.
Just babe, will you settle down? My quaaludes ain't kicked in yet.
Jeremy Hostetler?
You must have this man confused with someone else.
Shut your mouth, woman. Are you Jeremy Hostetler, a.k.a. Uncle Drank, leisurely golf and western superstar?
What? Who the fuck is Jeremy Hostetler?
Oh, boy. Can we help you, sir? I'm his manager.
I'm Bert Kearney, FBI. I will ask this one last time. Is this man Jeremy Hostetler?
Yes. Yes, sir. Is there a problem?
Mr. Hostetler, you are under arrest for child abandonment in the state of Florida. You have the right to remain...
I did not abandon them. I left them alone for an indeterminate amount of time and then forgot about them.
Father of the fucking year, aren't you? Let's go head down. You're flying back to Florida tonight.
Well, who's going to make money? Not them, that's who.
Wait, what? No, he's not guilty. Those kids are doing fine by themselves, officer. I lived by myself from age 3 to 15. I survived on grilled cheese sandwiches and hair, okay? You ever eat your own hair? It's full of nutrients.
We have a show tonight. I'm sure you understand.
Not anymore, old man.
Hey, listen. What if I brought you backstage at my concert tonight? You can meet my female fan club, the Groupers. You see, they can hold their breaths for a long time. We're talking like a fish long time.
Robbing a policeman, that's cute. Yep, you're going to love prison, Uncle Drank. I'll tell you, they're going to give you that Wonder Bread bag treatment. You know what that is? Well, since they don't hand out condoms in prison, they use Wonder Bread bags. I'm sure you'll love that. You dumb beach, dumbass hippie singing country.
Uncle Drank's arrest forced him back to Florida. His kids were sent back to their moms, and Drank was facing a grade 3 felony. He went inside his trailer and invented a new drink with bananas, ice, rum, and a kiwi. Not kiwi the fruit, kiwi the shoe polish.
I've drank that shit before.
How did this happen, Blendy?
You left your underage kids alone in a trailer with no electricity, air conditioning, or food. I love you, man, but sometimes you are a moron.
Damn, man! I'm facing 5 to 8 years. I was kicked off the tour. My kids are gone for who knows how long, and Rose would rather go out to Duval Street and party all night long than hang with me. You know who I actually miss right now? Betty.
Your third wife?
Yep. She was the one.
She released your sex tape to start her aerobics career. Why do you miss her?
She would know what to do right now.
After that conversation, Uncle Drank took a walk on the beach and wrote the song Third Wife's a Charm about his third wife, Betty, while he was still married to his fourth wife, Rose.
He wrote a side piece song about his ex-wife? Play on, playa? How did Rose take it?
She hated it, especially since he debuted the song at the Country Music Awards.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the 1987 CMAs. Thank you. Now, unfortunately, Alabama had to cancel their appearance tonight. I know. So we reached out to George Strait, but he said no. So then we reached out to the Bellamy brothers, Glenn Campbell, Dan Seals, Asleep at the Wheel, the Judds. They all couldn't do it. Finally, we actually reached out to Oscar Felcher, who was the third keyboard player in 38 Special. He turned us down, too. But that's okay. We pivot here, and instead we got this guy, y'all. Please welcome Gulf and Western superstar Uncle Drank, y'all.
Well, my best friend, he told me, said I'm repeating the pattern. Had so many rings on this one finger, starting to look like Saturn. Well, I'm gonna keep fishing until I'm kissing the only girl for me. She's out there somewhere, just gonna wait and see. Because wife number one was sweet, soon I was a divorcee. It was all I do's and then I don't's, just wasn't meant to be. Wife number two looked good on my arm, then she took the whole farm. So it's time for another trip around the sun. When we're all drinked up, we're good and having fun. If she were chilly, she'd be 5 alarm. Third wife's a charm. Yes, she is. Third wife's a charm. Woo!
I remember that performance. Here was a guy known for drinking songs, and suddenly he has a beautiful song about his third wife.
While he was married to his fourth wife.
Game recognized game.
Hey, congratulations, Uncle Drank. I'm Harlan Holland.
And I'm Billy Boats, and together we are...
Holland Boats!
Yeah, man, we got a song. You just got to hear, man. You got to think about doing
you
this
son
thing.
Of a bitch, you want to kill the show. I knew you still loved her, all right? And she ruined you, Drank. Without me, you'd be nothing, you asshole. I'm going to take the 1/16th of your money. All right, I'm clearing the banks. I'm taking it all, bitch.
We got a male, age 63.
I'm 37, asshole.
Wow, rough life, hey, guy?
Screw you, man.
Male, age 37, possible liver rupture, female cowboy boot imprint in his face, size 7, lacerated earlobe. I need 24 cc's of something really fucking powerful, stat.
Well, look who decided not to die.
Where the hell am I?
Nashville Presbyterian. Me and the other, air quotes, doctors, had money on whether or not you'd die or not. Looks like you didn't. But when a 75-year-old man suffers injuries like this, whew.
I'm 37.
Yeah. Oh, I lost $50. Here you go, Norm.
That's right.
Catch you on the next one. So, any idea who did this to you?
My wife.
Shit.
Yes, that's what I thought. Norm, give me back my $50.
God damn it.
Well, anyways, we got the turquoise ring out of your nostril, but you still have some form of... backstage pass with a stringy thing shoved up your woo-hoo, so you'll have to stay here overnight and poop it out, but or I could just yank it out like a lawnmower, but you'll probably have to just stay the night. Oh, and you have some visitors.
Daddy!
Dad, oh my God, you're okay.
Oh, man! I missed you guys.
We missed you too, Dad. Why did you just leave us like that?
Well, I had a tour. Man, I had no idea it was illegal or even wrong to leave your kids alone. When I was young, I was taken care of by my pet turtle for 5 months.
Yeah, well, it's illegal. But we learned a lot.
Well, that's what I thought. See? I am a good dad.
Drank, you look terrific.
Hey! Hey, Seed! How'd you know I was here?
Are you kidding me? You were assaulted backstage at the biggest award show in the industry. Everyone saw it. You made the national news. You're being called an American treasure. And some other good stuff. But a lot of it is good. Kind of. Trust me.
Are you shitting me?
Not only that, but I just heard that both the Pookas and Bindi's moms are dropping the abandonment charges. Turns out these kids actually preferred living with you and have requested that you leave again for an extended period. Oh, and Pooka is requesting that you pay for his Nicorette gum.
Oh, is that true, guys?
Yeah, Dad. My mom's a mess and I gotta quit smoking.
Same. I'd rather live on my own in your trailer than with Mom in the carnival.
Your mom's a carny?
It was a metaphor. A real carnival would be so much better.
You guys are always welcome down to my trailer. As long as you clean it.
Thanks, Dad.
Awesome.
Now, Uncle Drank.
Wait, what happened to Rose?
She is currently in police custody. They booked her for assault with a deadly weapon. She attacked you with Alabama's Artist of the Year trophy.
Oh, Christ. Man, I gotta get out of here.
Tomorrow, okay? And we'll talk some business. Getting your wife to kick your ass is exactly what we needed. Woo!
You know how they say all press is good press? Well, Third Wife's a Charm came out, went double platinum. Uncle Drank was back on top.
Then 1988 arrives and Uncle Drank has a restraining order against Rose, right?
Yes, Rose ends up becoming the first woman that Uncle Drank actually served with divorce papers himself. Quite an achievement.
Finally.
Anyway, after the success of Third Wife's a Charm, Uncle Drank was asked to open a few shows with the Grateful Dead. Now, at that time, the Deadheads hated the Merry Dranksters, and vice versa. You see, the Deadheads liked weed and acid and dancing around in circles. The Merry Dranksters liked tequila shots and flowered shirts and sitting in circles. The parking lot for that weekend was a nightmare. From space, it looked very aliens and cornfields, but it was just a bunch of high and drunk people doing things in circles.
Who are those dudes with skulls and the flowered shirts over there?
Wait, what's a skulllet?
Ponytail in back, no hair on top, like a bald mullet. A skulllet! Yeah!
I'll tell you who they are, the Merry Dranksters. They're like Uncle Drank fans. They like birds, beaches, boats, a few other bees. I can't remember.
Well, I like some bees too. Bonglets and bohemians and bongos.
Braided armpit hair.
Yeah, girls with no bras.
Dancing bears.
Tree bark. Yeah.
You guys are idiots.
Buzzkill. Dude, I think we're missing the show.
Wow, Uncle Drank, man, you were all they said you were.
Hey, Jerry Garcia, all right. I dig you guys too. Oh, by the way, I'm really sorry my fans beat up a bunch of hippies in the parking lot.
Psst, no big deal, man. You should have seen when Dan Fogelberg opened up for us a few years back. He brought out, like, a bunch of sensitive douchebag fans who wanted to fall in love that night.
Oh, yeah, that was a terrible idea.
Losers, man. Oh, and even if the crowd didn't respond, don't worry. Most of them are supremely loaded. They'll all say you rocked, man. And even if you didn't, they won't remember anyway.
And even if they don't, Jerry, I will get by. I will survive.
Yeah, man. Dig that. I will get by. I will survive. Makes a lot more sense than China Cat Sunflower. I gotta think about that one.
Whoa. So you're telling me that Uncle Drank gave Jerry Garcia the lyrics to Touch of Grey? I Will Get By, I Will Survive? That is my jam.
Yep, all the Trustafarians, who are basically rich hippie kids who play college lacrosse, they loved it. But nobody remembers the real story because basically they were higher than a giraffe's vagina at the time.
Higher than a giraffe vagina? I know that feeling. But then the shit hit the fan with the restaurant again, right?
Of course it did.
Popular restaurant chain Uncle Drank's Totally Hammered Bar and Chill was raided today in Miami by DEA agents who uncovered 300 pounds of cocaine as well as illegally farmed abalone. Owner and country singer Uncle Drank denied the charges.
I'm not a cocaine guy. I mean, look at me. I weigh 299. Actually, not for nothing. At 260, I'm like 7% body fat.
32 different locations were shuttered over the weekend from L.A. to Miami. Financial experts expect the losses to be in the hundreds of millions of dollars.
Hello.
Uncle Drank, Charles E. Chen.
Hey, buddy. Do you have any idea what was going on with the restaurants?
Well, sort of. I mean, I did hire 27 ex-Cuban drug lords as managers.
Probably not the best idea.
I tried to do good, you know. I thought that by hiring ex-cons, I could give back to society. How was I supposed to know they'd turn it into a cocaine operation?
Well, maybe because they were all ex-drug lords.
Good point. Listen, I'm sorry to have to ask you for this, but we need leverage to save the chain.
What do you mean?
I put up 344 Chuck E. Cheese titles as collateral, but they need more. So I need you to put up your publishing catalog, sell some rights, do whatever it takes. If we lose Totally Hammered Bar and Chill, we lose everything.
Wait, are you serious?
Does my Chuck E. Cheese mascot have a synthetic cotton cock?
Shit. You are serious. Hold on, I think my call waiting is chiming in. Some technology bullshit.
Watch. Next thing you know, we'll be able to tell exactly who is calling us.
You're right. That'll never happen. Hello?
Uncle Drank, it's Hayseed. Whatever you do, do not sign anything over to Charles Cheddart. He's a criminal. Crooked. He wants your publishing.
But he says it'll save the restaurant.
No, it won't. It's a scam. The arrest is a scam. The cocaine was a setup. He's not who we thought he was.
What do I tell him?
I don't know. I'll figure something out. Trust me.
Hello, Charles.
What do you say, Uncle Drank? Can I count on you?
Uncle Drank's restaurant empire is about to go under if he doesn't give his publishing to Charles E. Cheddart. And as the 1990s rapidly approach, he's not sure where he will find himself in country music and in life in general. Another divorce, two kids under 13, and something called rap music is currently on the rise. Me? I like Big Daddy Kane.
Legend.
But as you can see, 1990 will prove to be an interesting year for Uncle Drank. It's a lot to digest, but so is the 6-pound onion ring, bottle of nose. What the fuck? We'll see you next episode.
You sure you don't want to buy these Whitesnake R. Kelly tickets?
I'll pass.
I just want to have fun. You just want to have fun. Summertime's here, country luau and beer. We're gonna have some fun.
The Ballad of Uncle Drank was created and executive produced by Jared Goodstadt. Original music and soundtrack written and produced by Jared Goodstadt, Jesse Siebenberg, Zach Selwyn, Brian Kelly, Bill Mark, Snow, Jeff Peters, Uncle Cracker, and the Audio Chateau. The series stars Will Sasso, Brian Kelly, Luke Wilson, Kinky Friedman, Chelsea Lynn, and Billy Zane. Additional acting roles by the Audio Up Players. Written and directed by Zach Selwyn, with additional writing by Jared Goodstadt and Chris Case. Co-executive produced by Zach Selwyn, Sam Winter, and Jesse Siebenberg. Editing and sound design by Jesse Siebenberg. Produced by Jordana Glick-Fransheim, Richard Riegel, and Nate Glassman-Hughes. Additional legal affairs by PJ Bloom and Kate London. Uncle Drank is a production of Audio Up, brought to you by SiriusXM. Listen to the Ballad of Uncle Drank soundtrack on Pandora, SiriusXM, or wherever you get your music.